And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
Marcus, what happened?
I was changing my oil and I spilled some on the floor.
Oh, well, use these $50 bills to wipe it up.
Perfect. Got any more?
Yeah, take a couple hundred.
Stop. Instead of using money, use an old rag. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary.
You're listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon, where Ray shares tips and strategies for how to become a top earner in your company. Let's get into the episode.
Follow-up. Follow-up is a good idea. Here's the funny thing is I know several very high income earners that if you don't respond to them, they're on to the next, right? But here's the key. They make it up in a big way in sheer numbers. I mean, they are always, always talking to somebody. Always. They are hustling their face off, okay? Which is great. I think that works. However, practically, okay, let's look at the average person. They have kids. They have a job. They have a family. If you're 23 with no kids and no family and no spouse, and this is your life, okay, then that is very doable for you. You can outperform anybody from sheer numbers and hustle. And I honestly recommend that you should, if that's your circumstance, okay? If you have no kids, no spouse, no commitments, maybe you have a job, but big deal, okay? That should be your goal. Hustle your face off until you take some time to enjoy the fruits of your labor. No joke, seriously, okay? So if that's your life, great. For most people, that's not their life. And you have to look at it from the lens of, what can I practically do and how will I show up every day? And the key is not having 100 leads a day, although that would be fantastic. The key is in the follow-up. And so I highly recommend following up because when you follow up, you can turn 10 people a week into two very qualified people versus, you know, 500 people in a week into, you know, 10 to 15 very qualified people. It's a matter of how many times you follow up. Don't beat them, you know, senseless and start hammering them and making them feel awkward, but don't let them go until they say, absolutely not, no way, I'm never doing this in my life. Here's how you follow up. Give them something to look forward to, or give them a reason for you to follow up. Don't just come back to them and say, hey, I'm following up with you. Did you watch the thing? No. Give them a reason you're following up with them. And it's creating something out of nothing is really what it is. And we learned this from Larry Thompson. But he had a principle that he called blue ink. And he called it blue ink because when back in the day when they were using paper applications, he had all these follow-ups to do, right? And so he made up this thing where he saw that one of the applications actually was in blue ink instead of black. Okay, no big deal. But he made it a big deal. And he went to every prospect and he went to every leader and he said, oh my gosh, guys, we now have blue ink applications. If you want to get your hands on one of these, make sure that you start signing people up and you get these blue ink applications out. And he went to his prospects and was like, hey, just so you know, we're coming out with these amazing new applications. They're brand new. They're incredible. It's going to really help signups. And so, you know, if you want to do this, let me know. Literally meant nothing, right? They just changed the ink on the application, but he made it into something. So in your follow-up, say to people, you know, hey, I'm actually meeting later this afternoon with this realtor. She is going to blow this thing up and I'm really excited. And you know what? If you decide that this is something you want to do beforehand, we can actually collaborate together and build some really amazing growth and momentum, right? Create something out of nothing. Follow up, follow up, follow up. I would follow up 4 or 5 times. I'm not saying you have to follow up 10 times, 20 times. It's just not practical. But follow up 4 or 5 times. And if they're gone in that moment, great. Do not mark them off your list. A year from now, 2 years from now, I had somebody come back to me 5 years after I had prospected them. Still come back to them and drip on them. But in that first 90 days, maybe 4 to 5 follow-ups, okay? But come back to them with something that you really can make special. And it doesn't have to be out of, you know, from the company or from your upline. It can be something that you just create.
Thank you for listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon. And be sure to head over to rayhigdon.com/profits to download your free audio where Ray shares his 29 sources of network marketing leads. Tune in next time for more tips and strategies on how to become a top earner in your company.